of the sexes.
Well, the time is exactly 11 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we are very much within the second hour of the show. If you're just joining us, well, you are late. The show starts at 9, but it's okay. We'll forgive you. We'll forgive you. Just trying to make it on time next time. All right, I did say I'm going to be talking to my amazing woman crush Wednesday today, and her name is Quincy Molope. Quincy is the founder of Hello Coach K and the Million Girls Foundation, a host of the 5 Question podcast, and she sits on the board of the Mamelodi Initiative, the resident career coach at SLVC Online London Voice Academy, and was recently a contributing writer for the Global Business Playbook. Her initiative include hashtag Woman You Are Power, hashtag Reinvention Africa, and a short audio series called Career Ready. Her work centers on the empowerment of girls and women, ensuring that they are able to build and create their own economic and financial freedom. Well, hello, Coach K.
Hello, Fisu. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually really excited to have this conversation.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited too. Well, you are, ma'am. You are. You are a woman crush Wednesday right here on the shift. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. Thank you very much. I know your schedule is a bit busy. Thank you for taking time out to come hang out with us today right here, Radio Lang.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure just having these type of conversations. This is actually what I live for. So thank you for the invite. Thank you for the platform. And thank you for trusting me with your listeners.
It's an absolute honor. So let's get to it. So we've just, you know, given a brief description of who you are and also about your career path. Talk to us about being a career coach for London Online Voice Academy. And how did that come about, and how long have you been doing it?
Okay, so my professional career, for those who actually just want to understand the background of it, my professional career, I'm a business analyst or a continuous improvement specialist.
Yes, ma'am.
That's how I made my career. So I made my career solving companies' big problems. And while I was actually doing that, I used to help my colleagues and my friends with their interviews. It used to really piss me off when I heard somebody was really good, somebody who was worth getting that position, not get it. Simply because they either couldn't speak well, they didn't know how to articulate themselves, they get nervous in interviews. And so that's where the career coaching side of things started for me. So I was doing that for around 4 years before I ultimately actually left my corporate job to start Hello Coach K and do career coaching full time. So since 2020, that's what I've been doing. And that whole entire brand really does focus on women, though we do have some male clients as well.
Yeah.
But career coaching is really, I find people get confused or don't understand what the purpose of a career coach is.
True, yeah.
So I hope you don't mind if we just kind of go on that journey as well. I mean, you get different kinds of coaches. You'll get like a business coach who specializes in helping you run and understand your business, any business, regardless of industry or trade. Then you get life coaches. Mm-hmm. And life coaches are those people who help you with your internal systems. How you feel, how you think, what hinders you from actually, you know, bringing out your full potential.
Yeah.
And you have career coaches, which is what I am. And our function is not to be specialist or specialized in any type of industry, but to really help our clients understand their personal brand and understand how to market themselves in such a way that they are able to attain the jobs that they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the jobs that they've been marginalized to think they deserve, but to actually get the jobs that match their value and that match their potential.
Mm-hmm.
So how that came about with me being the resident coach at SLVC, I was doing what I do on LinkedIn, wherever I do it on. And they reached out to me and said, listen, we like your brand and we like what you do. Can you come through and actually be the career coach here as well? So that's also opened up my market now in terms of speaking to a more international or global market too.
Yeah.
Because I speak to guys who are in the UK. They did a whole recent drive now. We're helping some of the refugees from Ukraine as well.
Yeah.
Also just to get a handle on their brand. So, yeah, that's how that came about.
Now I understand why you're a woman crush Wednesday, right? Like, I think we just wrapped up the entire interview. We should just finish and just continue playing music. But I still have more to ask you. So, which brings me back to my next question. Like, why do you find it important to coach young women or empower young women?
So growing up with me, it was quite difficult.
Yeah.
I found that I wonder if marginalized is the right word, but honestly, we go through the most. Our spirits are crushed any which way that the world thinks to do it, whether it's through teachers, friends, family members, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And by the time we get through varsity, we are so confused, and this is also my personal story. Like, I found I was fighting all the time to be who I believed I was.
Yeah.
Not to anybody else that I was around me, but like who I actually was. So I found myself constantly in this fight or this battle between what the world wants me to be versus what I want to be. And I really want to help women and young girls bridge that gap and find better ways to hold on to that girl inside who says, no, I'm not what you say I am.
Yeah.
I am what I am.
True.
And I think that's where my like passion comes from, to say you can actually be what you want to be. And these are the different ways. And education is so important. You have to go get your education if you want to open up certain doors for yourself, mm-hmm. and certain opportunities for yourself. So that is actually why that stuff is so important to me. It's about unlocking and unleashing who you are for a lifetime and for every other point in place that you are in your journey.
That is absolutely amazing. So you also speak about, economic and financial freedom. What would you say are the most common mistakes that, you know, us women make about money? And why is it important to educate about, economic and financial freedom?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I think you guys are going to fight me on this one.
No, they must hear it. So please be brutally honest as you can.
So I think it's twofold, right? I'm also in a lot of groups on Facebook. Listen, I like my social media time as well.
Yeah.
And there's one mistake that I find as ordinary women tend to make. And by ordinary, I mean, listen, if you don't have a lot of discretionary income at the end of the month, if you're not some kind of, celebrity or anything like that who has a wealth of money available to
yeah.
them. So one of the mistakes that I find they make is everybody's trying to save, and there's nothing wrong with saving. But if you're going to take the little 50 Rand that you have at the end of the month and put it in a jar and mm-hmm. look at it and keep putting 50 Rand in a jar and wait until December and go, oh my gosh, look how much I've saved. I've saved 16,000 Rand in this year. I find that that's a mistake, because that money is not working for you.
Yeah.
We are in probably, I think we are now in the latest recession, global recession, that we're finding ourselves in. And we have to make better decisions on how we make our money work for us and how we stretch it. So if you are able to save and you can save, rather put it in something that's going to continue to earn interest for you.
Yeah.
And if you are not comfortable with the investing space, if you know nothing about it, and you can really start to do your research, but the simplest way to enter that space is to get yourself a normal unit trust or a normal money market account. And then with time, you'll get used to that space and see that it's not as scary as you think it is. It's not as volatile.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm by no way a financial advisor, so I will not be telling anybody where to invest their money. But I think it's important that they learn and they start to do that. You need to put it into an account that's going to start to earn you interest. So at the end of the year, instead of that 16,000 that your 50 Rand has been accumulating in your jar, you can now have maybe 16,500, right? And that's an extra 500 that you didn't have. So I find that's the one aspect. Then I find the other side of women who either come into a lot of money, maybe it was a pension fund mm-hmm. or a life cover or anything like that, or they won. There's a lot of women into competitions and they win competition money.
Yeah, or inheritance.
For an inheritance, and they mm-hmm. come into all of this money, and then the first thing they do is they want to jump on social media. Guys, I just won, or I have 25,000. What must I do with all of this money?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that that opens you up for a whole different array of scams as
true.
Well. And what these women end up doing is that then they put this money into every type of business that they think is going to work. And I always say stop first and actually do your feasibility study.
Mm-hmm.
Before you put your money into anything, you really need to figure out whether or not it's going to work for you. Whether or not you're actually passionate about doing that thing. Running any business is going to take so much from you, not just your energy, but your time. It's going to require your input. It's a lot more energy than people think it is. So if you have that large sum of money, I would recommend that you do your feasibility study first. Figure out for yourself as well where your passion lies, what you will be able to sustain going forward in the long term, and then put a little bit of money into that, make that grow, make that earn you a profit,
mm-hmm.
and put that profit back into the business. So those are the kind of mistakes that I see that our women are making out there.
Yeah, it's true, because, you know, when you do come into that money as a woman, I mean, the first thing you think about, how can I, you know, upgrade my wardrobe, you know, and a lot of things that we need, you know, as women. But also, we live in a difficult time. You know, you spoke about, you know, our economic state as a country. And also, let's not shy away from the fact that jobs are very scarce. We have a big unemployment issue in the country. Let's talk about online jobs that are available in the market.
So first, I think let's address the unemployment issue in the country.
Yeah.
I think people also need some statistics. If you are a graduate with either a university degree or into 7 diploma certificates, you're probably not experiencing the same kind of market, because corporations and industries are still hiring people with those kind of qualifications.
Yeah.
So if you maybe don't have that for whatever reason, we know we all come from different backgrounds and have had different opportunities.
True, yeah.
If you don't, then it will be a little bit more difficult for you to put in a little bit more work or be creative. And you're still right in that way. The online space is a good place to start right now. I think with COVID-19, what it's done for us is, as much as it was a tragic time for us with people getting sick and dying, mm-hmm. what it also did is made people realize that a remote way of working is actually possible, feasible, plausible, whatever reason you want to put behind it, but it's doable. So we have a whole bunch of platforms that are opened up now online for people who don't need to have a degree to do it. They don't need to have gone to any fancy university or college.
Yeah.
If you can speak a certain language, if you've got a computer at home or a laptop, access to Wi-Fi, there's so many things that you can do, from freelancing your skills, even if you're self-taught in social media, you can do that. If you speak English really well and you can transcribe stuff or read stuff out loud, there's also platforms that look for people to read novels out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about the first thing I want them to do, I want your listeners to do, is to research. I mean, you know, you spoke about getting scammed and the fear of getting scammed, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first things that I also think about when I'm opening myself to anything, or even my clients when they're looking for work. Is you need to find that whatever it is you are joining, that it's legitimate and that it's not a scam.
Yeah.
And, you know, scams aren't always, oh, no, I don't want to be trafficked. Like, that's extreme.
Yeah, that's a bit extreme, yes.
Yes, but it's not always the only way to get scammed.
Yeah.
You can get scammed if people want your personal information so they can open up accounts all over the place in your name.
Yeah.
The other way that you can get scammed now with online platforms is that you do the work and then they don't pay you for it, which is devastating. Because some of these things actually do take your time. They'll maybe take you 2-4 hours to complete. So what I want your listeners to do, if you're thinking about doing anything online, is mm-hmm. first and foremost do your research on it. And fortunately for us, we have things like TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. We have things like content creators, and they specialize. There's so many content creators right now who specialize just on online platforms that will bring you an income. So if you are spending, like the statistics say, on average 6 hours on your phone a day on social media, rather go and use it in a way that serves you. Find these online content creators that focus on online platforms that will make you money, because what they've done is they've done the research for you. They've tested the system for you. They know which ones are a scam and which ones are not a scam. Follow those, register on those ones, and start to use those platforms.
Well, I think, you know, I'm here listening to you, and most of the listeners want to know, like, do you have a website, you know, so people can just quickly go on Google and Google it up? Because, you know, it sounds like it's very informative, not only like you mentioned, because, you know, the youth, even us, we spend a lot of hours on our phones. So do you have a website perhaps that you can plug us with?
I think so. The one that I've noticed that is the most popular with the content creators is something called remote.co.
Remote.com. Okay.
Remote.co, so C-O.
Oh, C-O, remote.co.
Remote.co. And they've tested that out, and the nice thing about them, too, is they pay when they say they're going to pay.
Yeah.
I also want your listeners just to prepare themselves, too. So if you are wanting to start anything online, the first thing that you're going to need to do is to register your PayPal account.
Mm-hmm.
So most of these online platforms will pay you either through, like, a digital wallet. I don't want to say e-wallet now because it'll confuse people with the F&B product.
Yeah.
But that's essentially what it is. It's an electronic wallet, right? It sits in a cloud somewhere. So what they usually use is PayPal. It's easy to get a PayPal account in South Africa. You just need an email address. You will link your email address to the PayPal account and give them your PayPal details, and that's how you're going to start paying you for doing your work. And the nice thing is they're going to pay you in foreign currency, right? Which mm-hmm. is amazing. So with that foreign currency, you'll see it sitting in your digital wallet, in your PayPal account. Now, to withdraw that as cash, you are going to need to open up an FNB bank account if you don't already have one.
Okay.
I think right now in our country, FNB is the only one that has a partnership with PayPal.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken on this, but that was the last time I checked. So you open up your FNB bank account and then you link your FNB bank account to your PayPal account. You can do all of this on the PayPal website. Okay, so paypal.com. Once you've linked this, then PayPal will automatically pay whatever money sitting in your wallet on a regular basis, however you choose, weekly, daily, monthly, into your FNB account and you can draw it whenever you need to.
Also, this is depending on how much you have done on the website, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
So you can control it. And if you are somebody who actually watches the market and the currencies very closely, you can actually determine and decide for yourself when is the best time to withdraw, because it's obviously going to change that currency value, right?
Yeah.
So if indeed it's going to change it from dollars or euros to whatever the current rate is for the rand.
To the rand.
So if you do watch it, you only want to be careful around that, you can control that. Yeah.
All right. You also mentioned, you know, scams, right? And well, people obviously have been reluctant to, you know, apply for online jobs because of, you know, online scams. But what are the, you know, key things that people should look out when applying for online jobs?
So for online jobs, one of the things, and I think any job in general, also search for reviews.
Yeah.
There are other people out there who have tried what you're about to try, who have experienced this organization as well. I think the only sad thing now about online platforms is, you know, you're not dealing with a company that you can see and touch and walk to and complain.
Yeah.
You know, it's an online company that's sitting in America or the UK or wherever the place may be. So there's very little recourse that you can have if they don't do right by you, if they do end up scamming you. So it's even more important now to do that research and to check for reviews and see if anybody has been scammed, if anybody's unhappy about working for this particular online platform. And it's so easy to check those things. You can either go on Google and put in the name of the platform, so even if it is remote.co, and say remote.co reviews or remote.co negative reviews. And all of that stuff will pop out if there are any. And then that will give you a good indication of whether or not you should go there or not. You can also check their Facebook pages for reviews and anything like that. The other thing I think when it comes to looking for work in particular is any place where anybody needs you to pay to get a job, you need to run.
Yeah.
Our labor law in particular states that it is illegal to charge anybody for work.
For work, true.
Well,
yeah.
So that includes a recruitment company. That includes uniform, cost for uniform. That includes cost for, I think, the popular one now is a clearance certificate from the police,
yeah.
Right? They'll say, oh, you need to bring your 120 rand so you can get a clearance certificate. That is a scam. You can get your own clearance certificate from the police department. And if a company doesn't have that included in their own budget, then that's also an issue. So you should either be able to bring your own clearance certificate or they will run the background checks for you. But you should never be handing out any kind of money to an organization before you sign the contract, before you get the job. So those are the two major things that I think they can practically use and implement as they look for work day to day.
Okay, cool, 100%. Also, as a career coach, right, who uses a purpose-driven approach to help young women, what can we expect for you in the near future?
From me in the near future?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay,
putting you on the spot right there.
you really have. Mm-hmm. I think for me, just to get a little personal, I never saw myself alive past the age of 50. I am
serious?
53 years old now, and every day is a surprise to me.
Wow.
I just never did. So the way, you know, with my own depression, my own struggles, I just never envisioned living past this point.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm here today is such a miracle and a blessing for me. So every single day I try to just focus on what it is I'm doing now. So I'm obviously running my own company, Hello Coach K. I'm also running the foundation, the Million Girls Foundation. You mentioned all of the stuff that I'm busy with. And that stuff keeps me so busy. But I'm also a mom of two tiny human toddlers. And they keep me busy.
I can imagine.
You know, and I'm also a wife. So So my husband keeps me busy, and I love taking care of my family. That actually gives me so much joy and so much peace. So I think for me, just being alive and living right now is more than I could have ever asked for. So I don't know what next year is going to hold. I don't even know. At least I know what this weekend is going to host.
Yeah.
We are in Pimlico this weekend giving away menstrual cups to some of the girls at Eagle Squash.
Yeah.
So I know not far. But as for where I'll be any further than that, I cannot tell you. But I hope it's still in a good place.
Well, from everything that you desire from your lips to God ears and taking it a day at a time, that's also great. So, yeah, thank you very much, Quincy. Before I let you go, you know, people who are interested, you know, in following you on your social media platforms, where can they find you?
So they can find me on LinkedIn under my own private account, Quincy Mulopin. They can also follow our company page, Hello Coach K, on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. We also have a YouTube channel. So, yeah, they can find me there. My Facebook account isn't open. But, yeah, if they do want to follow me and just see what I kind of talk about on a personal level too, they can do that on LinkedIn. We also have a WhatsApp line.
Mm-hmm.
That's 061-406-6969.
All right, Quincy Mulopin, Hello Coach K, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for an amazing, fruitful interview. And we learned a lot. We really learned a lot in this short space of time. So thank you very much.
No, thank you so much.
All
bye,
right.
Everyone.
Bye. Do you enjoy the rest of your day? And it's 32 minutes after 10 o'clock, and that is, or rather, our Women's Crush Wednesday right here on the shift. Her name is Quincy Mulopin, and she sounds like a multifaceted woman. And she is indeed a career coach, so please do look her up on all our social media platforms. And if you're sitting at home and you're wondering, what can I do because of me, and I've been applying, I'm not finding a job, well, she did mention other things that can help us in terms of securing, you know, their bag. But right now, let's go back to the beautiful music. It's 33 minutes after 10 o'clock right here on the shift with the thick lady holding it down all the way through to 12 o'clock. Alicia Keys coming through with Superwoman.
Nothing seems complete.